Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
We hope that transferred over nicely. That was kind of Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday.
Welcome.
That was our new intro.
Yay.
Yay for new intros.
I like how we took turns on that. It was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. It only took 2 hours in the house this time. Last time we did it in the car, but it sounded better in the car.
It did sound better. I think we had that acoustic kind of, you know, sound room kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It just sounded louder. We're gonna go in the studio next time.
Right. We're actually in a new studio.
Yeah. A different studio, the real studio. We would like to give a little shout out to one of our own Dana Ray's mama passed away on Monday, and Dana and I actually met because of Judy, Mom Judy, Judy Zygmunt, wonderful, incredible lady, we met because of her at the Kate Wolf Show, 12, 14 years ago, long time ago. And the reason Tumbleweeds is here today because Mama Judy, and we just want to say thank you, and we love you, and we're here with your whole family, we're with you, and we're going to be just celebrating Judy's larger-than-life spirit, and there is gold where we are. So anyway, thank you to Mama Judy and to the Zygmunt family. We are sending our love and our prayers.
We love you, Diane.
We love you, and we dedicate this show to you. Oh, and by the way, Mama Judy was very supportive, let's just say, what we did in her own special way. So thanks for being supportive. You know, wink, wink. today is a show that is just about what are we talking about? Marijuana.
Cannabis.
It's about cannabis. It's about today. We've got like a mellow show today. We've got some huge shows coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Huge,
lots,
like gargantuan.
Lots
of guests. Next week
are pretty famous on the.
We've got some
on the
really famous guests coming, and some that are going to get famous. I know it. Next week we have Radical Marijuana. It's a religious marijuana group coming on.
I've been hearing about these.
I'm ready. I've been telling people for a long time, I'm ready to just go the spiritual route with this because that's what it is for me. It's spiritual along with medical and everything else. But then, you know, if it's recognized, you're pretty good to go.
Well, if it's something that helps your body out so much
and
your life.
There are a lot of cultures for thousands and thousands and million years that have used this for spirituality purposes and divination tools and, ceremonial rites. And apparently Jesus was anointed with cannabis oil.
Mm-hmm.
And God said something about...
Let there be cannabis?
Yeah, I think that's what God said. Let there be cannabis. I think it's in the Bible somewhere.
It's
yeah.
In the Bible.
Yeah. Well, and so we're just like free-flowing it today. If you haven't checked out Culture Magazine, we are towards the back where all the fun stuff is. all the good stuff, the goodies are. So check out Culture Magazine. We've got a new ad in there. They rock. If you guys haven't checked these magazines out, they're free and they're full of awesome information. Come down, check it out, and check out our ad and grab one. They've got articles about the law, about culture, what we were just talking about, medicine, of course, what's going on around Phoenix, and the cover for the Culture Magazine is The Weird and Wonderful World of John Waters, and you will know him when you see this. But we're way in the back there. Huge, beautiful ad. Got to check it out. So, right next to the Do You Know Your Medible ad with a strawberry that's molded. Ew. What do you have to say about that? That's got to be about
that's
testing your medicine.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Yep, all medibles should be tested by a qualified lab to ensure safety and quality in every bite.
Mm.
That's a really good point. You know what? We've not ever discussed that before because, you know, we've had people bring samples of things, and it's funny because they've actually brought samples that have had mold on them because they're either that fresh. There are a lot of people that use a lot of
organic
products, and there are no preservatives,
stuff.
You know, things like that. Mm-hmm. So they go, you got to eat them quickly. So by the time, and it was just within even a week, you know, even a week things can go bad. You know, you really have to, especially if there's dairy in them, you got to watch what you're doing. But always know, A, what's in your meds. You know, there are a lot of these candy-like medicines, edibles and stuff out there, and the first ingredient in most of all of these, I'm not going to say all of them because we can't generalize, but the first ingredient, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the worst thing for anybody with a compromised immune system or otherwise? Sugar's not the best stuff for us. It tastes good and it's fun to look at, and
but
especially
it breaks
with
down your body.
It really breaks down your body, and if you know, there are a lot of
even the smallest, you know,
and even the smallest of babies to the wisest of the elders that are getting edibles and using oils and stuff. Oils can go rancid, can they not? Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful with oils as well. And tinctures, you know, really anything. Check your meds, and they should have expiration dates on them. You know, just like you find in other products in the store, I think the edibles actually do.
Because that is one scary thing, you know. if someone had a compromised immune system, like a lot of the qualifying, you know, conditions are, it could really hurt someone and break them down if they got
really
food poisoning.
Can. Yeah, and you want to make sure that, you know, what you're eating is healthy. Yeah, there might be cannabis in it, which is good for you, but if you're just eating a bunch of sugar and food coloring, then that's not really good for you, you know. So you want to make sure that the way you get it into your body is a good way. And if at all possible, go organic. And there are a lot of places that are doing, like, gluten-free, dairy-free, sugar-free, things like that for the sensitivities that people have just discovered that they have. So, yeah. Interesting, huh?
It is very interesting.
They're showing a cup of coffee with the, well, I don't know that it's a cup of coffee. I just think so because I'm having my morning. But theirs has a beautiful pot leaf on it. And we're going to have our new Tumbleweeds logo on coffee cups because you know it. It's a fun thing. How about we read some from Culture Magazine by the numbers? This is what happened. The number of medical cannabis transactions that occurred in 2013, purchased. Okay, 376,231 cannabis purchases last year alone.
That is awesome.
376,000. Holy smoke.
Smokes
and holy smokes.
Holy smokes together.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, come to Tumbleweeds. Yeah.
Come on down.
5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103 in the back. And we sold Pipes Peace, one of your organic botanicals the other day. You know why we sold it?
Because it had orange clary sage.
Other than the fact that it's organic and it rocks. Mm-hmm. The lady said to me, I use these, and she was getting off nicotine and stuff. She said, but all the flavored things I buy are really harsh on my throat. And I said, well, these are 100% organic, and you won't feel it at all in your throat. It's very smooth. It's very clean.
Mm-hmm.
And she picked out my favorite. She said, what's your favorite? The Pipes Peak. She also took that one. And took it. It was awesome.
Huh.
So, yeah, come check them out.
That's perfect how you explained it there.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's very different. It's because we don't use the artificial colors.
Exactly.
Or the propylene glycol.
Well, and
which is
synthetic
flavors,
yeah, things that have chemicals and pesticides,
right,
and that harsh things that will affect your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, number two, go for it.
Number two, the amount of money in millions which Arizonian patients spent on medical cannabis last year.
Okay.
33
million. Not bad.
Source is the KJZZ.
Huh,
and you know, that's pretty
million.
Amazing.
Amount of money in millions. Imagine what that could do for our economy. What
I
are they doing
it
with it?
A little bit at the deficit.
What are they doing with
we're
it?
Throwing our money to
that. $33 million. I think that would solve a lot of problems just in the state of Arizona.
A lot.
A lot. All right. Read on. Oh, read. Okay.
You can start dreaming.
The
right
number,
now.
I know, I just had a nice house in the mountains.
You did?
Yeah, farm.
Yeah,
okay.
Awesome.
The number of valid signatures needed to put a legalization initiative on the 2016 ballot. Oh, 259,213. I think we're there.
Wow.
Going on. Thank
that's
you,
good.
Mr. Gallego.
Number
go
four
for
is the average of number of medical cannabis sales on the Friday in Arizona. On a Friday in Arizona. 83,415.
Wow.
The average number of medical cannabis sales.
On a Friday.
On a Friday.
Just that's between. Yeah,
well,
there's
you know
only, there are only like 75 dispensaries open right now, 78, something around
yeah,
there. So
limited.
You do the math.
I'd like to see a study.
That's pretty good.
Between, you know, since the
someone
cannabis
do some
started
math.
To start being able
my
to
my brother's already
medical.
Figured it out in his head right now. He's like, duh.
To the time
not
now
even.
And see what it is, how it is about DUI.
Okay.
Oh, I
have a story. I have a story about DUIs and driving with meds. And situation, you will all want
situation.
To hear this. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's finish this.
Let's finish this. Okay. So every Friday last year, each dispensary that was open, and I'm giving credit to the 75 that are open right now. I even punched in 78. Every Friday last year, each dispensary had 1,100 people walk in and make purchases.
Wow.
Wow. I'm pretty sure my brother's still, he's laughing, I'm wrong. It's close to that, though. Yeah, they're not, there were like 50 dispensaries. They made 84,000 purchases on just a Friday. That is a lot of people walking in on.
The average would have been.
Well, they need that.
I know. Well, look out when we legalize it. We're going to run out of meds. That farm dream is coming true. All right.
Feel the cannabis.
Yes, I like it. Okay. The number of patients and thousands who purchased medical cannabis last year, 41,000.
Hmm.
All right.
The number of dispensaries allowed for every 300,000 residents in Minnesota, 1 million.
No.
Wait.
No, one.
One.
The number of dispensaries allowed for every 300,000 residents in Minnesota, one.
Hmm.
Yikes.
That's crazy.
Hopefully they allow them to grow.
Yeah. No kidding, because they're not going to be able to support that.
See, this is what I'm worried about is people, you know, doing it wrong. Like not getting enough information.
I don't even know what to say about that number right there. That's just... the number of signatures and thousands which the New Approach Oregon organization is working to acquire for the 2014 ballot, 87,213. So for Oregon's 2014 initiative, they need 87,213 signatures.
The percentage of voters younger than the percentage of voters younger than 55 years old who approve of legalization in Florida, 74.
Wow.
Versus the Tampa Bay Times.
Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
awesome. And Robert Platshorn from Florida is coming on our show soon.
He's going to have a lot to talk about. They're doing a lot of
he's excited, yeah. Oh, okay. The number, here's a, I love their little pictures. It's a pot leaf that's dressed in Canadian style. The number of medical cannabis consumers in thousands estimated to grow in the next decade in Canada, 309,000. The number of medical cannabis consumers in thousands estimated to grow in the next decade in Canada, 309,000. Wow. They're on it.
They are.
I think everyone's rules are changing. Like, they're like, oh, really? All right.
Kind of like overnight. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, how much are
you guys making down there?
They're doing what Arizona does. They're kind of slipping in bills and ARS and stuff. And all right.
The maximum number of dispensaries currently allowed in the state of Illinois.
Ah.
60.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mary Jane? Yeah, that's half, a little less than half. Well, they'll change. The amount of money in millions invested in a brand new medical cannabis growing facility in Lakeshore, Ontario, $12 million to open a Lakeshore, Ontario growing facility.
Wow.
All right, investors, give us a call. 520-838-4430. Start investing now.
The number of people in millions who use cannabis worldwide, according to the World Health Organization, 147.
And I just
million.
Like to thank Mr. Barack Obama for calling in and blogging in each week and saying how much he loves our show, Medical Cannabis. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. you read number 12 just now?
Yes.
The amount... A lucky number 13.
Okay.
The amount of cannabis in tons that medical patients in Arizona used last year. In tons. How many tons of cannabis did patients in Arizona use? That guy is smiling like he wouldn't believe.
How many pounds in tons?
2,000. Okay. 3 tons. Of cannabis. That was just registered amount. Good point. That's the good point. That's just the amount of people. That's like, that's the 1% of us suckers who paid $300 for a card so we could smoke weed. No, I'm just kidding. But really, that's the tip of the iceberg, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible. Holy lookout, legalization. Mm-hmm. All right.
Not making edibles.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's true. The number of dispensaries that are competing to receive a cannabis license in Massachusetts.
Wow.
100.
Wow. Just to get one license, there are 100 people trying to get it.
100 per license?
Mm-hmm.
No.
The number of dispensaries that are competing to receive a cannabis license.
That's crazy.
In Massachusetts.
I love this next word coming up. I don't even know how to say it. The percentage of Utahans that support legalizing medical cannabis, those in Utah, 51%.
Wow.
Ankle Bruce. All right. So here's a little story of a friend of ours who was driving home late on the highway in their vehicle, and they were pulled over by DPS on the road, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. And they were pulled over, and she told me she had in her car probably a quarter of medicine with her.
Quarter ounce
of medicine. Maybe 7, yeah, maybe that. yeah.
7 grams or so.
Yeah, 7 grams or so. Maybe a little more. She had a gun. She said she had a weapon because she was afraid to go to Phoenix without one. And then
BB
drive.
Gun or a real
she
gun?
Had a BB gun and she had a real gun. So there were two potential weapons in her vehicle, plus a knife. So the officers pulled her over, and I know we need some scary music in the background. Pulled her over and...
What was the cause?
The cause was, the reason the pullover... there is a little light that illuminates your license plate in the back of your vehicle, and her fuse was out. A broken fuse. Okay?
It has to be well lit here.
Yeah, it has to be well lit. They've got to be able to see your plates. Registration's all up to date. It was an out-of-state plate. Okay, so there's all sorts of questions that are going to be happening here. So, in the moment, this person is trying to remember everything that they've ever learned about laws and watching all the videos they've ever seen and normal and the lawyer that the radio shows had on and the things that they've read in all the magazines and trying to roll down the window because the friend she dropped off at her house had just partaked. And the car was a little fragrant, let's say. So rolling down the window, pulling over 11 o'clock at night must have been very frightening. Big rigs going by, sirens flashing, mines going. There, two police officers come up to the passenger side. She's looking on the other side. And the police officer says, "Hey, boss, how's it going?" And apparently they thought this was a man. She had a ball cap on. It's dark. So she turns around and says, "Oh, hi, officer." And, "Oh, hello," you know, totally different. Very, very nice officer, she said. Said he was very friendly the whole time. And the officer with him was in training. It was a training call. Very good training call. So the officer asked for my license and registration, and they gave it to him. And I know. It was scary for her. So they got the registration and license, looked it over, and then the officer said to this person, "Can you please step out of the car?" And she did. She's just being compliant. She got out of the car, rolled up the window, locked the door, got out of the car. And they took the person over to the car and said, "Can you wait right here a minute? We're telling you the reason we're pulling you over. We're going to call this in and hold on." And in that moment, another police officer pulls up. And you know, they always come in packs. This is what they do. They come in, you know, little packs as a family. So they all pull up. And they're calling in the broken taillight plate illuminator thing. And then apparently the other two officers needed to go check the VIN number on the car.
If it was stolen.
Well, sure, because it was from another state. So they open the car doors and their flashlight on the VIN number. And then they're all in cahoots, and you know what's going on. And the officer said, "Well, the reason we asked you to step out of the car was because there was the smell of marijuana. And do you have any marijuana?" They said to this person. She said, "Yes, I do." And the officer said, "How much?" And she said, "Well, I have enough for personal use, and I'm a medical patient." And he said, "Okay, can you show us your card?" And so she got a card out. And he said, "Okay, I'm gonna go get your marijuana." And the girl said, "Well, okay, can I go get it?" And he said, "No, I'm going to get it. You know, you stay here." And so him and the other trainee went over and searched the car. Well, she knew she had her weapons, and she, you know, in that moment didn't even think that they were there. She was focused on the cannabis. And cops came back and said, "Do you know that it's a felony to have a weapon with drugs?" And "No, officer, but I have my medicine, you know." And he said, "Well, you also have a weapon, too, and you didn't say anything." And she said, "Well, I was nervous, and you got into the car before I could, and I totally forgot I even had it in there. I was traveling to Phoenix, and it's scary." And he said, "Yeah, I understand, and, you know, it's totally very nice the whole time." He said, "Okay, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to have you do a field sobriety test. And then we're going to call this in. And one of two things are going to happen. We're either going to take your marijuana and your gun and let you go, or we're going to give you back your marijuana and your gun and let you go if you pass the field sobriety test." Okay.
What was the test?
You know, follow the pen on the flashlight, the DUI test, and then you have to do the whole walk, the steps, and all the things. So it's freezing outside, and she's shaken and just, you know, terrified. And she's thinking, okay, well, you know, she texts her friend and says, "Hey, you better call a lawyer. You know, I'm in trouble." So the cops let her have her phone at least to do that. And they didn't know that's what she was doing. But so she texts her friend, does that, and in the meanwhile, the trainee is giving this person the test, right? Well, the sergeant overseeing everything is noticing he's doing it all wrong, right? So Yeah, he's failing the test. And the trainee is failing giving the girl the test, explaining how to do it, because she ends up doing it. She can do the test. She walks it and follows the pen, but he explained how to walk it wrong and how to, you know, turn the other way. And so he gets back and he says, okay, watch this. So then he tells her how to do it. And just before she's ready to walk the line again, he says, okay, that's good. You don't have to. Because he was just showing her showing his trainee how to do it.
Oh, my gosh.
That would be so nerve-wracking.
And so he goes back to the car. You know, all the radios are going off, and all three of these guys now, they're all, you know, doing all the breaker, all the crap. And so he comes back, and she says he walks back to the car with this kind of, like, disappointed, shaking his head kind of look, and she's like, okay, well, going to jail. But she's thinking, he grabs the card off the dashboard and kind of nonchalantly throws it at her, tosses it at her, and he misses, and it falls on the ground, and the trainee picks it up, and he goes, here's the deal.
Scott, are you joking me?
He goes, here's the deal. We're going to let you go, and we're going to give you back your medicine, and we're going to give you back your weapon, and we're going to walk over to your car. We're going to walk over there with you, and we're going to put everything back exactly the way we found it. And next time when you're traveling, just don't carry marijuana. Take the gun and not the drugs, what he said. So he takes her back to the car. He had, in a military format style, placed her weapon in the glove box, unloaded, with a bullet out, holster, neat, all, like, I don't know how they do it, it's some formation. Her medicine was placed next to the BB gun in a different console, all neat and laid out, with her sunglasses tucked nicely by. And he said to her, ma'am, was everything in order as you found it, the way we leave everything as we found it before? Yes, officer. Okay. Have a great evening. She remembers. She gets in her car. She's about to drive away, ready to throw up. And she remembers they still have her pocket knife, the very special pocket knife. And she gets out of the car and goes back to the police car and says, officer, I forgot my knife. And he says, you sure did. It was on my seat. I would have poked myself in the butt. Thanks for getting it. Have a good evening. Drive safe.
I swear.
And they all
go.
Oh, my
God. And don't you have a nightmare? What was it?
Well, she said she thought it was a setup. She said she thought that they were going to follow her or, you know, do something like that.
Yeah.
And she can't believe it. She had to talk to her lawyer.
Right now.
And,
That's awesome.
She said it was
educated
and... She said that she was honest and didn't try and pull the wool over anyone's eyes and didn't pull the law and say, well, you can't do this because of that. You know, she didn't get cocky. She was compliant, and she had her card with her. Thank God she had her medical card, which is what we tell everybody. And they told her it was illegal to have a weapon and marijuana, drugs they call it. And they even asked her what she got her card for, and she told them, and... crazy, crazy, crazy experience. Oh my God, we need a song.
Right, so like,
wow.
Into my house, like, what up, I got some good pot, I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop, ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty, my friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey, rolling in hella high, looking like it's pizza time, dominating all my friends, as I eat some chili fries, draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me, probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea, piss, But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, oh, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to hold on love. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Alright.
Hello everyone.
Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday.
Hope you enjoyed that little tune.
Yeah,
we did.
We did. We needed that break after that really stressful story. But, you know, seriously, good lessons in that.
Right.
Holy cow. Let's name some lessons in that. What we learned from
the
this lady's experience.
Know
the law.
Be able to pass the field sobriety test.
Right. Don't drive impaired.
That's right.
If you're going to use your medicine, you know, debate on where you're at.
Yeah, follow the rules. Know where you can and can't use it.
Your medicine along with
your weapon.
A firearm.
That's right.
Or a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Not really sure why they
always
they didn't talk to her more about that. Always carry
always.
Your card.
That's a marijuana card. Yes.
Always carry your card for
don't
hold
home without it.
Carry it. Yeah, geez. And you know what when people get certified at Tumbleweeds Health Center, Tumbleweeds tells them to make a copy of their card and keep the copy at home and the card in their wallet, you know, just so you can have one. Or you can even order another one for $10. It's really not a great expense. Wow, what a story.
What a story.
Wow. What is going on in the news? You know what's going on in the news? Alaska.
Yes.
They are voting in August, I believe.
Third state.
Yeah,
right,
right there.
We are
third state
to
coming
it.
In. Oh man.
Everything in order by this summer.
Super
ready
exciting.
For everyone to vote by August. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Totally.
Well,
Arizona introduced our own bill. Robert Geigel, what is it?
Ruben.
What's the bill number? I was trying to think of the bill number. It's probably in our weed log. We love the weed log. I'm sure it's in there, but I don't remember a number so well. That's probably why I didn't do history so well. Yeah, but introduced, nonetheless.
And the Farm Bill got signed.
And the Farm Bill was signed.
Hemp for
those states that have their laws in act already. Yeah.
It's so awesome.
But it's for the, isn't it for the university?
For research.
For the universities and
but not for cash cropping yet.
Yeah. For, yeah, research.
Well, now, so, one thing I ask is, so, now that since it's all passed in Colorado, for recreational and medicinal, now they're growing hemp up there.
Yes.
And so they're already written into the Farm Bill, so it's a little bit different because those crops are going to be used for CBD medicine, hemp clothing, things like that. So where did that come
from? Well, there's a lot of universities and research institutions just waiting for the opportunity to begin to do research with hemp.
Right.
So, I think people have been lined up to trial this, and people are lined up to use it.
Mm. Oh, absolutely. And, it's not that they're lined up to use it and they never have. This is the thing. There's so many people that really are closeted cannabis users that, when it is passed and when it is rescheduled, and when our government does have its own program, the 3 tons that were sold to just medical patients in Arizona last year is going to, I don't even know how it's going to, it's going to just skyrocket.
You mean this will help me? I'll try it.
Well, and they have tried it. Those people are going to be buying it. And then the people that go, okay, now that there is a legal program and we're not going to jail, we're going to try it. So it's going to be 95% of each state out there going to use medical cannabis. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
someday
my answer.
We'll be able to buy hemp clothing and buy American in the same product.
All right, here we go.
I think it's already happening in Colorado.
Yeah.
Things are hemp everything up there. I mean, it's exploding. Even the CBD, a lot of the elixirs that are coming from out of there, there's a couple other ones that are coming from out of there too.
Yeah.
Two more.
We should have our Dixie products this week. We're fingers crossed that it's hard for them to get, because it's not grown here legally, everything has to be imported. You all have to understand that. And it's, first of all, they're not just importing, hemp they find out in the field somewhere. This is organic, high quality, very well grown, tested hemp. It's not just
the
garbage.
Stuff.
It's very, very
well
important.
Taken care
yeah, very well taken care of. So here, two bills were recently proposed by Arizona lawmakers. They're attempting to advance the marijuana industry in Arizona. One bill is to decriminalize marijuana, while the other is to legalize and tax marijuana for recreational use. House Bill 2474 would make possession of less than an ounce of marijuana become similar to getting a traffic ticket, instead of a felony, which is on someone's record permanently, which is what they're doing now. Under this bill, possessing between an ounce and 2 pounds of marijuana would only be a petty offense. Currently, it's a felony that is punishable by up to 2 years in prison for first-time offenders and tons of fees, thousands of dollars in fines, besides what they confiscate from you, that you forfeit, houses, cars, and otherwise. The bill would also make growing less than 2 pounds of marijuana a misdemeanor instead of a felony. Growing more than 2 pounds would become a low-grade felony. Is that depending on the strain grade? Phoenix Democrat and co-sponsor of the bill is Assistant House Minority Leader Ruben Gallego. He is also supporting House Bill 2558, which he said would regulate and tax marijuana in a manner similar to alcohol. Two of the three polls in the past year showed a majority of Arizonans support legalization of marijuana. Wow. There you go, kids. 2474?
You heard it here first.
58. Or second, but you heard it here.
You heard it here first.
Tuesday, Wednesday. You heard it here. If you're hearing it now, you're hearing it first again and again.
You'll hear it next week.
Did you grab the empathy book?
I was just thinking, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we should go out on limbs.
We haven't read from it in a while.
But you know what we should do also while we're going out on limbs? We did make a brand new commercial, and we're sorry for the low quality recording. That's because I haven't been doing it for... We need to go back in the car. We're going back in. We're going. It just has to be in a foreigner.
We're going.
No, I do think it sounded a lot better in there.
But we were thanking our sponsors, Culture Magazine, AVMarijuana.com, where I just read that awesome article, and Growers House.
Mm-hmm.
And we did Culture Magazine. There's another one. Come on.
Oh.
Who are we? We're just not thinking of them.
Accurate
med testing.
Thank you, Amnesia.
Yeah. See? Amnesia remembers everything. It was just a dumb nickname I came up with. We'll
oh, man.
Awesome. Anita. yeah. And you know what? It is phenomenal. It's just, help me. Oh, my beautiful.
It's like she got promoted.
Oh, what happened? We're going to go somewhere else. Moving on up. Oh. Thank you. You know what? It's so important to be supportive of each other in this industry. You know, there are a lot of scammers out there in the world trying to dupe people out of their money because, you know, this, that, and you know, just because they're greedy. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't do it. Don't do it. but also, thank you, Tumbleweed Health Center, for certifying the patients of Arizona. Come down, get certified, $85 or $65 if it's a renewal. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103 in the back there. We did move a parking lot over to the east, so just hop on over. We're right next to that big Baker Lounge. You can't miss it. They've got flair out front. They've got giant blow-up dolls and rainbow signs and lit-up signs, and the palm trees are lit up, so we're right behind them. And we have a huge, we have some great shows coming up, and we have a huge anniversary for Weed Day. 2 years of Weed Day Wednesday coming. Woo! Tech Guy's going to speak for the first time ever. Yep. You heard it. Okay, second time. We'll do it again. Never mind. Ooh, surprise. We have next week Radical Marijuana's on. The following week we have a group of Australians on. The name of their group, I'm going to just pull it up real quick because it's a really long name and I don't want to mess it up. And I'm trying to figure out what time it's going to be.
Australia.
Yeah, Australia. Who's going to be up where? Okay, re-legalize and regulate cannabis for personal, medical, and industry use in Australia. They're coming up.
Do you find it ironic that the Arizona Diamondbacks supports Tumbleweed Health Center?
Oh, and?
And the opening day is in this place that's also going to do this.
Oh, very interesting.
Hmm.
Very, very interesting. Wow. So they're coming on, and then the following week is the big day, and we have a huge, huge, huge show. We've got, it's our 2-year anniversary. We've got Dr. Robert Melamed is coming on.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, attorney Tom Dean is coming on.
Woo!
Cheryl Schumann's coming on.
Wow.
Doug Fine will be here for a moment. Robert Platshorn is coming.
Wow.
We're going to have more special guests, games, prizes, giveaways, and it could go from 8 to 10, 8 to 11. We don't know. These people are very chatty. And we're very chatty, and it could just be a long, chatty cannabis show. Our 2-year anniversary, so we're super, super excited about it.
Take that day off.
Oh, just take it off. You're after 3 hours.
Or make sure you can
and
listen at your desk.
Or of consuming
of
with us. The exact date is March 5th.
March 5th.
And it's
March 5th.
Mountain Standard Time, folks. MST. Look it up, because it's just Tucson, Arizona.
We're Arizona time. We have our own thing.
But usually,
we have our
once in a while, we call on it.
We have our own. We're allowed to say
it's
on your phone.
Yes, the Arizona Standard Time.
That's if everyone has a phone.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
AZ
I'll,
time.
I'll take trivia for 100. Yeah. Okay, so that's it.
It does not change the time.
Arizona.
No. Oh, Alaska doesn't.
Indiana doesn't either.
Yeah, there are a couple states. There are a handful of them.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Be original.
Yeah, way to be original.
I like that.
Yeah. all right. And we even have a show format I was showing
so
the kid here. Did we do all this stuff? Kind of. Oh, see, now we're to Hempathy. We're there. Hempathy
yeah.
and history.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to put...
We haven't done history in a long time. So, did you know... I'm just going to throw something out here.
Do it.
1775. This is a great fact.
Because it's President's Day coming up.
Yes. This is for them. This is for those founding forefathers of ours. George, yeah, it's like next Monday.
Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
This is for George. George Washington Drew Henley. Oh. Woo! George Washington's diary entries indicate that he grew hemp at Mount Vernon in his plantation for about 30 years. According to his agricultural ledgers, he had a particular interest in the medical use of cannabis, and several of his diary entries indicate that he indeed was growing cannabis with a high THC content, marijuana.
Oh.
There you go.
Work it out, George Washington.
Way to go, Jorge. All right.
Jorge.
I like it. Okay, next up, 1774, Thomas Jefferson grows hemp at Monticello.
Oh, I love it.
Thomas Jefferson did grow hemp, as noted in his farming diaries from 1774 to 1824. But there is no evidence to suggest that Jefferson was an habitual smoker of hemp, tobacco, or any other substance. Some have pointed to a supposed reference in Jefferson's farm book separating male and female hemp plants as evidence that he was cultivating it for purposes of recreational smoking. No such reference exists in Jefferson's farm book or any other document, although George Washington did record such a thing in his own diary. All right. Lincoln said two of his favorite things were when he was sitting on his porch, he was smoking a pipe of sweet hemp and playing his harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
Those were two of his favorite things.
No one ever talks about that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to start talking about it. And then you're going to start seeing the posters and all sorts of good stuff. Awesome. All right. What do you say? A little hempathy?
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody what hempathy is about?
Yeah. So hempathy,
why we read this?
Hempathy is food for thought. A look at the irrational of modern society in regards to cannabis consumption.
Written by?
Written by?
Ivan Art.
Ivan Art.
Who was on our one-year anniversary show. You can hear him actually read from Hempathy. That was awesome. Yeah.
Ivan Art.
And he's working on a second book, folks. But he often has, he often has art or these pictures that we're about to describe. They're awesome. They're caricatures.
Yeah,
he has them in High Times and Cannabis Now and Skunk and all varied books and all sorts of cannabis publications. Yeah, they're really.
I was trying to think of there's one that he has that's in it. He's got like a cartoon in it every month.
Mm-hmm. It might be Cannabis Now. It's the medical
one. It's the European one.
Yeah, I think it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it. Read it.
So hempathy is food for thought. It's an attempt to show at a glance the illogical distinction between what is socially and legally acceptable, why, and what is forbidden, why not. Scientists and doctors are making wonderful discoveries about how cannabis exerts its beneficial effects. We need to publicize their findings in an unbiased way to the widest possible audience. We need to stop the obstruction of research and the criminalization of a useful plant. Like cannabis, this information is meant to be shared. And you can check out more about this book at www.why-whynot.net.
All right. So this book has some amazing articles. Should we do it over?
Do you want to start over?
Or should we go to the next? Were we on this one? This is an awesome
This is
one.
Where, yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's do this one. We can do both. Go for it. Oh, you want me to read it? All right, Nancy. This is the why. You know, like, why in the world would we ever do this? So there's a photo. There's a picture, a picture of this giant Hummer. I think we read this one last time. Did we? Yeah, we did. I remember describing the Hummer because we call them bummers.
Bummer.
Well, we'll finish it because not everybody heard it. So there's a giant bummer on the road, and it's about to run over a motorcyclist, which is not okay. And it's just in a really dirty city. It's dark. It's smoggy. You can't even see. This lady in this little Pinto is screaming. Guy in the Prius next to the Hummer is freaking out because he's about to run over the
bike. Like he's riding in a tank.
Yeah, he is riding in a tank, and he's filling. They're all filling up there with just horrible pollution. So why? Environmentally devastating vehicle. Aha. The world consumes 30 million barrels of oil per year. And this was written or published 10 years ago, okay? So that's a lot more. The world consumes 30 billion barrels of oil per year. The U.S. has been the biggest guzzler by far, but China and other nations are using more oil as their industries develop. U.S. automobiles and light trucks are responsible for nearly half of all greenhouse gases emitted by automobiles globally. Yeah, that was according to a new study by the Environmental Defense Fund. Oh my goodness, that was back over last before 2010, so keep that in mind, folks. Cars and trucks made by GM gave off 99 million metric tons of carbon dioxide, or 31% of the total. Ford vehicles emitted 80 million metrics, or 25%, and Chrysler vehicles emitted 16%, according to the report. So, wow. Wow. That's not good. That is horrible. So there's the why. And then here we go with the why not. The pretty part. Why not do this instead? Tell them, Cannabis Kids.
Why not? Why not green machines? Rodolfo Dussol, 1858 to 1913, developed the first internal combustion engine to run on peanut oil.
Ooh.
As he demonstrated it at the World Exhibition in Paris in 1900. Unfortunately, R. Dussol died in 1913 before his vision of engine powered by vegetable oil was fully recognized. To use the vegetable oil for engine fuels may seem insufficient today, but such oil may become in course of time as important as the petrol and coal and tar products of this present time. When Henry Ford recently unveiled his plastic car, result of 12 years of research, he gave the world a glimpse of the automotive of tomorrow. It was the panel's module underneath the hydraulic pressure of 1,500 pounds per square inch, which was the PSI, from a recipe that calls for the 70% of cellulose fibers from wheat, straw, hemp, and sisal, plus 30% of resin binder. The only steel in the car is the tubular wedge between the plastic car that weighs 1,000 pounds and is lighter than compressed steel. Manufacturers are already talking about the low-priced plastic car to test publicly by the taste of 1943. So they're just talking about how Henry Ford's car called for 30% of hemp and sisal. So if they didn't need to use it then
we should be using it now.
Well, interesting.
Ford's first car was made of indestructible hemp plastic. So they knew. They knew what was going on.
Yeah.
What else is going on? So the big show is coming up. Again, for certifications, you want to come down to Tumbleweeds Health Center. And actually, you can book. There's a new thing. You can book online. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and go to the certification section, and you can book your own appointments online. And if you want to get in our email notifications we send out weekly, normally, chctucson@gmail.com. Just shoot us an email and say, hey, put me on your list. I want to be on. You can blog with us. You can call us anytime, 646-915-8421.
And if you have get your questions ready for all the doctors, the lawyers.
I'm excited for next week's Radical Marijuana Show. And our office coming on. Those are going to be really, really interesting. Radical Marijuana. Can you imagine? It's radical.
There's a few states that are having these churches.
Yeah, and I think there are only a few individuals actually that can that have quote unquote license to use cannabis wherever they want because of the religious reasons. Let's see. We read about this, but just here's another a little announcement. Marijuana ads are banned on Google, Bing, Facebook, and Twitter. I'm still waiting to see what happens with that. I have yet to hear or see anything like just fall off Facebook yet. Have you guys?
I haven't.
No? I haven't seen anything yet. I'm not under like some of the
more.
Facebook freaks. Yeah.
I'm actually seeing
a lot more
stuff happening.
This says, and this is on azmarijuana.com, but I'm going to read it again. It's a really interesting little article. Marijuana industry businesses will have to find new websites to advertise their now legalized products and services because Google, Bing, Facebook, Twitter, and other major websites are not going to allow marijuana-related businesses to advertise.
Wow.
Marijuana industry businesses such as dispensaries, doctor offices, attorneys, and others are being forced by these websites' anti-drug policies to advertise with marijuana-friendly websites such as azmarijuana.com or Hemp American Media Group, which has a network of high-traffic websites that provide advertising specifically for the marijuana industry. Even in states such as Colorado and Washington, where marijuana is legalized, similar to alcohol and tobacco, the website giants are going to keep their current unreasonable and biased drug policies for advertising. If Google and Facebook can target alcohol ads to adults, they should be able to target ads to adults about a less harmful substance like marijuana in states where it's legal, said Mason Burt of the Marijuana Policy Project to the Huffington Post. Such an arbitrary and hypocritical decision is not going to sit well with a lot of people who utilize these websites. Facebook advertising guidelines state that ads may not promote or facilitate the sale or consumption of illegal or recreational drugs, tobacco products, or drug or tobacco paraphernalia. Twitter's policy is similar in stating it prohibits the promotion of drugs and drug paraphernalia globally. And Google's official policy does not allow for the promotion of illegal drugs, legal or synthetic highs, herbal drugs, chemical and compounds with psychoactive effects, drug paraphernalia, or aids to pass drug tests. These anti-drug advertising policies aren't even exclusive to Google, Facebook, and Twitter either. Many other major search engines, such as Bing and Yahoo, also ban drug-related advertisements on their websites and go on to specifically state recreational drugs as part of that ban. With pro-marijuana legalization quickly changing throughout the world, it's only a matter of time until these website giants and others begin to allow for medical and or recreational marijuana advertisers. Until then, marijuana businesses will be forced to find other high-traffic websites that allow marijuana-related advertising. Wow, that's pretty crazy. What do you think?
Wow. Well, I just can't imagine. I mean, does that mean educational stuff or just like dispensaries advertising on Facebook? What is it? What if it's, you know, information about cannabis, like research?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean?
Educational
stuff.
Education.
Because I can't imagine that being enough freedom.
I don't know.
I have
freedom of speech.
I just wrote that down. So.
Freedom of press. Who knows? There's a lot of freedom being violated. Yeah, look into that, would you?
Jeez.
There's another thing on, there's another article on azmarijuana.com. It says Colorado dispensaries sell $5 million worth of marijuana in the first week.
Oh!
I know. You can see Amnesia's, Anita's looks, and it was an up guess over here, these facts. I know, isn't that crazy? $5 million. Okay, let's find the
And so the tax rate on that is.
Oh my! And
well,
what is it? 25%. Holy cow! Yeah, and you guys are going to complain about something?
Really?
Really? And say, you know what? No, they're not. That Colorado and Washington are. They're like.
Rich.
They already are.
State.
They're like, woo! We did the right thing.
Tourism go up, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Huh? They just, oh, yeah, they did do the right thing. All right. Well, we're going to close up shop here
on this
wonderful Weed Day, Wednesday, February 12, 2014. So many states are passing legalization and putting it on their ballots.
Yay.
And yay, keep it going, keep it going. Keep it moving, as their doctor would say. We would like to thank us for being here this morning.
Good morning.
And Nurse Mary D. who's wandered away. And we would also like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, AZMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine, and Tumbleweed Health Center at Studio C for allowing us to use their beautiful health center to host Weed Day Wednesday each and every week. Stay tuned for more awesome shows And you can come down and get certified at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103 in the back room, Tucson. Come from anywhere. Come get recertified. It's only $65. You can't beat that, right?
If you have questions,
Yeah. Email chctucson@gmail.com. Come in, stop by. There's a petition. You can come. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Here comes the speech. Come sign the petition. Just come down here and say howdy. We love you. Remember.
Yeah. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate. Woo-hoo! We say Wednesday.